Horror Writers Podcast, episode number 50. Welcome to the Horror Writers Podcast, where the pen is mightier than the gore. I'm Zach Bohannon, and with me, as always, is Jay Horn. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing okay, Richard. I mean, Zach.
did Richard ever do that intro, or did you guys change it by the time he came on? I can't remember.
I think we changed it when he came on, yeah.
Thanks. He probably made you change it, right?
Probably.
So for anyone who hasn't been around, that was the old intro from when Jay did the show by himself. And this is the 50th episode. So, yeah. which is pretty cool. It's not my 50th episode. I actually should have went back and done the math. I think I started on like 22 or 23 or something. So, but Jay has now sat here and done 50 of these, which is, that's pretty cool, man. They've done, you know, 50 of one podcast, you know, I mean, I know that there's some colleagues of ours are in, you know, their 200s and 300s, but you know, we'll get there. I think so.
Yeah.
But,
I think so.
So for today's show, we just thought we'd have a little bit of fun today. So I kind of had to talk Jay into this a little bit, because Jay is a very, very, if you haven't listened to his Introvert podcast, which you should, we'll plug there. You'll really learn a lot more about him there. But Jay's, you know, shy dude, also, you know, even though he didn't really come off that way. And he's also a really selfless guy. So why the hell am I saying all that? Well, I'm saying all that because I'm going to interview Jay today. And I don't know if I really want to call it an interview, but, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of attention. So he's sat here for 50 of these shows, and I've listened to all of them. You know, I listened to all the shows before I was on, you know, probably twice a piece. The ones I'm on, I probably listen to about 5 or 6 times a piece because I love myself. And I'm just kidding. But I'm actually not kidding, because I have to do all the show notes and stuff and all that crap. But I thought it'd be fun just to, you know, for me just to ask Jay some, you know, he and I do a lot of other podcasts and stuff. And we love doing them. Like, I love going to on writing podcasts and talking about stuff, but you know, you get asked a lot of the same questions over and over again. And I've heard most of the interviews Jay has done in the last couple of years. So I came up with a few fun ones that he's probably not expecting. So, before we get into all that, just real quick, you know, you got anything cool you've been watching or reading or anything like that? Or
I am into the Piper Brooke Adair series.
Oh, cool! Yeah, I've read the first two books. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm probably 60 or 70% into the first one, and that's been a lot of fun. I know what I wanted to do, because this is the 50th episode. Do we want to save our announcement? We want to do our announcement now, or save it for the end? Our special episode announcement. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm cool. Yeah. I mean, we can let's get through our something. We'll just kind of do this real quick, and then we can do it. So, okay. And we'll announce it before we berating you.
Okay. Cause that would have been something really cool that I wanted to share. So I'll hold off until you tell us what you're up to right now.
Well, yeah, that's cool. am I supposed to go now?
Yeah, you can go now.
Okay. So I guess I haven't really been reading anything or watching anything, because I've been in full on edit mode. Today is Friday the 15th, and this airs on Sunday, and Tuesday is my anniversary. So my cool thing is to say happy anniversary to my wife. Aww. who has put up with me for 8 years, and marriage 8 years. Actually, next Tuesday after that, is our dating anniversary. The only reason I remember that is because of my wedding. It's a week after my wedding anniversary. We'll have been together 10 years then. So she's put up with me for that long. So that's my something cool, is that, you know, I've lasted 8 years of marriage. So, so with that self proclaimed bullshit out of the way, why don't you talk about something people care about?
All right. This is,
it's really cool.
Yeah, it's about 95% certain. So there is a slight chance it won't happen, but I'm about 95% sure it will. We are going to have a very special Horror Writers Podcast book club. And if you've been listening to the show or watching us, you'll remember we did Head Full of Ghosts with Paul Tremblay back in November, I believe it was. And it was a blast. And we both recently read a book, and without even asking you, I guess I should have. I just contacted the author and asked if he would come on and do a similar show about his book. And he said yes. And we haven't nailed down the date yet, which is why it's 95% sure. But I'm confident we will. And that book is Bird Box by Josh Malerman. And it is a phenomenal book. And he has agreed to come on and talk about it. So we're letting you know now. The episode is probably going to be in late May sometime, and so you have over a month to read it. And once you sit down with the book, it might take you about a night. It won't take you a month to read it, I'm guessing. Yeah, it's pretty good. And so he's going to come on and talk about it. And you can submit questions to us. It won't be a live show, but if you have questions, we'll ask Josh. And there's also something else that I am going to withhold on. I'm going to be a little
teased. Let's hold that one. Yeah. I was going to say we should hold that one.
We are going to hold that. We might have a very special guest joining us in addition to Josh. And we're not going to say who that is just yet. And that's definitely still tentative as well. But that's coming up. So if you haven't gotten the book, if you haven't read it, now's your chance. You got about 4 or 5 weeks to do it. And it's going to be a great episode. I can't wait. I have so much I want to ask Josh.
Yeah, it's a great book. I think I would have been pissed if I hadn't read it yet and you would have said, hey, we're doing this. And I'd be like, oh shit. Okay. But I actually, that was one I whisper synced. So I actually listened to it and read it. I think I listened to most of it cause I really like the narrator.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a good book. So we'll get a date finalized and everything, but I would say go ahead and if you want to participate, start reading it. It's an awesome book. So
it really is. It's so well written. Yeah.
Yeah, it's his first novel too, I think, which is really cool. And
he's a musician.
Oh, well. I didn't know that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he's lead singer for a band up in Detroit. So we'll have lots to talk about.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the real topic because I know that's what you.
I'm a little afraid, man. I don't know. You got something going on. I'm a little worried.
Well, I'll come in really soft. That's what she said. And start with a question that I think you'll probably have an answer to. So let's get going, shall we?
Let's do it, man.
All right, this will be fun. So, all right, if you could interview one dead writer, who would it be and why?
You're such an asshole. All right, so this is an inside joke because this was going to be a possible podcast episode
and topic. Now I just ruined it
and you just ruined it because you didn't want to do it, so now he blew it out there so you don't have to do it. Oh, nice. Oh man, okay, is that a serious question or are you just busting my balls?
No, seriously,
okay. You know, on it, this might surprise people. Ray Bradbury. I know he's not a horror writer per se, but the guy, he really sort of excelled at the short story form, 20th century short story. I don't know, it's not even a genre really. And I really can't think of too many other 20th century writers who had such great short stories. And I think a lot of times we overlook the short story as a tool for becoming a better writer. I don't know if that's talked about a lot. And I think primarily because short stories, at least in 2016, they don't have a lot of commercial value. I mean, at one time people sold short stories to magazines and anthologies and stuff. And these days they don't seem to have a lot of commercial viability. And so I think there's not a lot of focus on them. But Ray Bradbury, master. I mean, even as a kid, I remember reading just, you know, one after another, especially I think it was The Illustrated Man that was one of the anthologies I had. I don't even know if that was an official anthology or not, but Ray Bradbury was awesome. And then the second person, also not a horror writer, but who I'd want to interview who's dead, is Isaac Asimov. And and Asimov would be, I would love to talk to that guy, because I think he published, was it 500 books or something? I mean,
that's a lot, yeah.
The guy just wrote a shitload of books. And and these are, you know, these were published books, not like he stuffed them in a drawer. Like, these are, he's got a ton of content. And I would have loved to like ask him about that. So that's my answer.
I think your short story comments, you probably just both offended and elated Chad Lutsky with what you said. I would think so. He's the short story. I always give him shit about how much he loves short stories, but no, you're definitely right about that. Like, it's a great way to, you know, get your craft, and they're fun. I like writing them, you know.
I love writing them and I love reading them, and both for the same reason, in that there's an efficiency of storytelling, and you cannot rely on fluff. Like, in a short story, you have to get right to it.
For sure.
And that's a lot of fun to, like you said, to write and to read. Sorry, Chad.
Yeah.
I do apologize.
All right. So I'm going to skip around a little bit. So I got a little list here. So you once recorded an episode of the Horror Hours podcast on a train.
Yeah.
going way back. On that same trip, didn't you write a book? Or start a book?
Yeah, I think I either wrote a first draft or I revised a first draft. I think I wrote it. I can't remember now. It was like 2 years ago, I believe.
Oh, well, that fucks up my next question then, because I was going to ask, did you ever release it?
Oh, you know what it is?
Actually, I know now that I'm asking, I know exactly what it is.
You know what it is. Yeah,
I do. I do. Cause I remember seeing in the book now, and it has not come out.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember reading that part and being like, man, that motherfucker must've wrote this on the train when he was on the train trip. And so I just kind of ruined my own question. So now
that's okay.
I know the answer. Let's just be more vague for the audience. How about that?
Yeah. No, I did write, I have taken a few cross country train trips, and I do a ton of my writing business on the train.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've gone from Cleveland to Chicago and then Chicago to San Francisco, and it's two nights on a train, and it's like almost 3 days.
Wow.
And,
that's awesome.
It's almost like being locked in a writer's, like in a cabin in the woods or something. Like, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
You know, either you can sleep or you can, you know, watch movies all day long, and that's not a bad thing either, but as a writer, like, it's a great way to just get a ton of words in, and in a very short amount of time, because you got nothing else to do and nowhere else to go. And you'd be surprised, like, mentally how you think it's not possible. Like, you, oh, I'll hit a wall, I can only get a couple thousand words in, but like when you got nothing else to do, for some reason your brain just kicks it in and you keep going. So it was really cool.
Nice. Yeah. Figured you'd like the randomness of that question. So, all right. So out of all the books that you've written or been involved in, which one is your favorite?
Oh man. Are you serious?
Yeah. I actually would hate if someone asked me that question, which is why I'm asking you.
Oh God, that is, that's tough. I'm going to totally punt on this, and I'm gonna say
that's cool.
But what I'm gonna say, and I'm sure all writers say this, the first draft I just finished last week is by far my favorite, and for reasons I can't say, and I can't really even talk a lot about it, because it's first draft, and I have this very strict first draft policy where I don't let anyone in, although I broke that recently and had a mini crisis that you helped talk me out of. But that aside, it's not the book I like best is not out yet. How's that for an answer?
Nice. It's bear porn.
No.
That's why I can't talk about it.
Brian Cohen and Jim Kukral said it's Bigfoot porn multi-author box set. Some more book show. April Fool's.
I might have an idea episode to get them back, by the way, just so you know. I might have a good idea to get them back. So
all right. Don't talk about it here, because we don't want them to see it coming.
Man, they don't watch this shit. Are you kidding me?
We'll find out now, won't we?
Yeah, they're way too busy and way too up their own asses to watch this show. I don't even know either of these guys. I'm sitting here talking shit about them. So I've talked to Brian like once.
So. It's hard to get them. They have their own people. Like, you can't call them directly. Like, you have to go through their handler, and they have like a virtual assistant to handle all their emails. They're, you know, they're too good for us.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you're Jim Kukro and you run a company as big as Author Solutions, then that's a shit.
Hey, you know what? This is way more fun making fun of other podcasters than it is talking about me. Can we just keep doing this?
That's exactly what we should do. Who else can we make fun of next? So,
how about Simon Whistler? He's a jerk, I heard.
Yeah, Simon is an asshole. All those idiots over there on Self Publishing Roundtable, they're all of them. I don't even know who's on there anymore. They rotate hosts so much.
So. Ding.
I was kidding. That actually might have known. None of them are going to listen this year. Either. No, I love those guys. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Wade.
All right. Yeah, hey, Wade. Yeah. All right. So, I got to reset. Okay. A big time movie production studio comes to you and says, Jay Thorne, we want to option one of your movies, one of your books to a movie, but we just love you so much that we're going to let you choose which book. And maybe this is a hard one too, because the last question, but
it's kind of the same answer. I hate to say it.
Oh, well, that sucks, because I can't ask. Okay. So a book that you've released, because I have to be able to ask a follow-up question.
Okay. I think the first Portal Arcane book.
Okay.
Cause I think it could be, I could see it being a really creepy type movie given the setting.
Yeah. Who would you want to direct it? Would you even have an idea? I don't know how much you pay attention to directors. So maybe you're not really sure.
No, I do. You know, Ridley Scott is, you know, he's one of my favorites, but I don't think it's a Ridley Scott type movie.
No, I don't think so either.
And I know this is polarizing, but M. Night, like, I think it's his type of movie. Like, I could see him making that book.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, people have very, you know, people think very, he's a pretty polarizing guy in movie, but I like his stuff, and I think he'd be a good fit for the first Portal Arcane book. And I'm sure he's listening to this podcast, so he's probably going to be calling me.
So have you thought about who would play what actors and actresses you'd want to cast for your main character? So let's say Samuel, like, who would you want to play Samuel?
Samuel.
And are you impressed that I remembered his name?
I am. I kind of am. You must have looked that up before, because you knew.
No, I didn't. That question. I didn't. I just love that book.
So. You know, I had when I was writing it, I do this for all my books. I cast my characters.
I do that too. Yeah.
And I can't remember who I picked. And I know I think it was Viggo.
Oh, nice.
Lord of the Rings Viggo with shaggy shoulder length hair. I think that's probably who I would try and cast.
Okay. Okay. I won't ask you to do any of the other actors, but
thanks.
And all right. Let me see. Okay. So here's the one I really want to ask.
Oh, out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I'm going to ask this other one real quick I'm going to go to the good one. I'm going to go to the fun one. So this other one kind of sucks. All right. So your publicist, your agent, we'll call him Kim Jukrel, comes to you and says, Jay, I have two great opportunities for you, but you can only pick one. All right. And here they are. You could play guitar with Guns N' Roses on this reunion tour. So you'd be on the tour with Guns N' Roses. Or you can write a Dark Tower book with Stephen King.
Oh.
which one would it be?
Shitty agent would make me make that choice.
Kim Jukrel from Author Solutions.
I think that my answer is going to surprise you. What do you think I'm going to say? Like, I put that back on you.
I think you'd go on tour Guns N' Roses.
You're right, man. I would. You know why?
Yeah.
Here's why.
It actually doesn't surprise me at all.
I would do that. First of all, it would be, I mean, how incredible would that be, right? First of all, whatever. Like, if you hate, I don't care if you hate Guns N' Roses. I don't care if you think Axl sucks and he's fat. I don't care. I would do it. I love it. The reason I wouldn't write the book with Stephen King is because, for me as a reader, it would tarnish it.
Mm.
Like, if anyone wrote another Dark Tower book with Stephen King, even me, it would not be The Dark Tower.
That's very, very, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Even if it was like a Brandon Sanderson, Robert Jordan thing where like you were helping him finish the last few books and then he died and you got to finish the series by yourself. Like you still wouldn't,
I wouldn't
make a difference.
No, that would be worse, I think, because I think the expectations would be so enormous and no matter what would happen, people would hate it. Like, even if it was better than The Dark Tower, people would still hate it because it wasn't Stephen King technically.
That's very true. So, and I guess you can't tarnish Guns N' Roses because Axl Rose is already doing that.
Yeah, because he's fat and he can't sing, and they all fat suck
and he can't sing and whatever. So, you know. Well, that's pretty much all my questions. The only other one I had kind of sucks, so we won't even ask it. But yeah, dude, that was fun. So was. I hope everybody listening and watching, you know, thought it was. I know we had some inside jokes in there, but you know, it's episode 50. Fuck you. We do what we want. So, you know.
And I want to say this. I want to personally thank and acknowledge you for bringing this piece of shit podcast back from the grave. I tried to kill it and you wouldn't let that happen.
No.
In all seriousness, this has been a blast. I was kind of scanning through the published dates, and even though it's episode 50, it's coming up on 2 years since I started this, and it's gone sort of, this is like the third iteration of it. And we've been through all the reasons why it is where it is right now. But I got to tell you, I enjoy every time we sit down to do this. I look forward to it. I'm so appreciative of the fact that you do a lot of the heavy lifting for the show, that I don't have to worry about. And it's been great. And so all silliness aside, this is your 50th episode too. You're part of this. And I think I'm looking forward to doing at least 50 more.
For sure, man. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. So it's been I just have fun sitting here and talking to you. And, you know, we have some, all the interaction we have with people that watch and listen, it's a lot of fun. So, it's been a blast. So hopefully we keep going, and you know, on episode 100, I can interview you again, and you know, we can talk about how Guns N' Roses is probably still torn by then. So, you know,
the third farewell tour, like Judas Priest, right? Like the fourth farewell tour.
Of course, I say that like that's going to be like 5 years from now, but 50 episodes is not that. That's like a less than a year. So
it could be. Yeah, it could be. So, it's also, I think as we're closing up here on this episode, also thanks to all of you out there who have wasted hours and hours of your time listening to this bullshit. And for some reason you keep coming back, you stupid fools. So, thanks to all of you for not having any ambition and for hating your lives so much you want to listen to us talk instead.
I should just click stop broadcast right now. It'd be awesome and just end it on that. So,
like you said, if people know me, they know that's all tongue in cheek, that I love all you guys. You know that.
Absolutely. So, on that, man, this episode's a train wreck. We love you. Fuck you. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Horror Writers Podcast. If you have any thoughts or questions about today's show, please feel free to leave us a comment. Subscribe on iTunes and on YouTube. If you like us, please leave us a review on iTunes. The Horror Writers Podcast can be found on the web at thehorrorwriterspodcast.com. All graphics provided by Johnny Diggs at diggscreative.com. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode.